MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Environment Department has proposed revisions to the hazardous waste operating permit for the waste isolation pilot plant, aiming to strengthen enforcement of federal cleanup obligations for legacy waste stored at facilities nationwide. According to the NMED, the proposed changes would formalize commitments made by the U.S. Department of Energy in a 2023 settlement agreement with the state. Under that agreement, DOE pledged to prioritize disposal of legacy waste in a new underground unit at WIP located between Carlsbad and Hobbs, which was authorized during the facility's permit renewal. However, NMED says DOE has since delayed construction of the unit until 2035, a move the agency argues undermines its commitments under the 2023 settlement. A 10-month-old dog in Curry County has tested positive for rabies, marking the second canine case in New Mexico in the past 10 months. The unvaccinated dog was euthanized after showing aggressive behavior and neurological symptoms. One person who was bitten is receiving post-exposure rabies vaccination, while five others who were exposed but not bitten are also undergoing precautionary treatment. For more information on rabies, contact local animal control or the New Mexico Department of Wildlife at 888-248-6866. 14 suspects from Texas and New Mexico have been indicted by a federal grand jury in Lubbock for their alleged roles in a large-scale oil theft scheme in the Permian Basin. All are charged with conspiring to transport stolen crude oil across New Mexico-Texas border, along with related counts of transporting, receiving, possessing, or selling stolen property. Those indicted include three Texas residents, Randall Wade Reed and James Darrell Reed, both of Electra, Texas, and owners of Reedco Enterprises, and Christopher Frederick Harris of Seminole. New Mexico defendants, all from Lovington, include Louis George Edgett, Brendan Floyd Strickland, Sixto Herrera Esteban, Gallardo Gonzalez, Jesus Martin Hernandez Borja, Diana Marquez Rojo, Jose Luis Rojo, Jose Mario Rivas Mendoza, Miguel A. Soto, Tavares Montro Cole, and Danny Dale Brown Jr. If convicted, the defendants face up to 5 years in prison on the conspiracy charge and up to 10 years for each additional count. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.